Beginning current daf and the sechtes of this daf mitzayin. Beginning with basic mitzvahs matzah. Beginning the gemara. But how the chen ketan? The bar says the chen, which to Rashi sounds like the hachi yesh lesa that we should say it's forbidden. But bnei shlachis that by the sons of maidservants come about the ketanim like it is by the servants that are minors. So how could you differentiate and say it's only by one and not by the other? The answer says to pretend we can say, but Lashani, why doesn't the gemara just answer the chi ketan and the chen? When saying chen is going agadaylum, is going on the adults. The hachi have a bnei shvach is gedolim. That was saying that the adults of the maid servants is prohibited to buy the gedolim like those that you purchased from non Jews. The Hashem says you can say it's the mashmalei the kaya kulu. No, the Gemara understands it's going on all of it. Bnei gedolim, bnei gedolim, whether the adults or the minors, because v'chein it sounds like in everything. But oid more of the sfeili holds the mishum gedolim for the adults. They yodim tiv avodis kachavim mishum shel that they know all about avodah zara. Lo yitzchul mes v'chein. I'm telling you v'chein. Of course, why should there be any difference if they know and they're invested in avodah zara? No, it says in the words the Gemara El Manda Matar, but according to one that says that for that halacha they're actually both going to be tar. So Ma'akel Amema, what are you going to say? What's Bechain going on? So it says Tim, you're going to say, but Ma'ala Mishani, why doesn't the Gemara answer the Koy Bechain? That Bechain is going at the Yuka on the inference. Vachikama, and what it's saying is like this: Bishok, when you find it in the street, tar it's going to be tar. Habbai is tummy in the house, it's going to be tummy. And for that, we want to compare the two of them. The Hashem says you can say no. The limit Tavalei the Maimer. It's not logical for the Gemara to say the koi b'chein that b'chein is going out diyuka on the inference, when for the actual halacha has no relevance. Now, although regarding being circumcised and not immersed, actually for that halacha that actually the commentary to the Gemara answers Talmud the koi diyuka that it's actually going on the diyuk. It's still not the same thing. The Kamai Bebraisa, because the Braisa told him in the middle of the tefillah regarding circumcision and immersion. So you could say that the dig from Mulvay Tavel to Mulvay Tavel, that makes sense. But Tumay Bebais, regarding Tumma in the house, you know, the inference from the Shuk regarding the Bais, where you go more Lachumra, Tumma in a house, layer a cloth, that you're not Tumma at all. Never, that Gemara finds that difficult to say it's going on the dig. Let's just matter that the beginning word the Gemara Gamash Malam is teaching us that the slaves are similar to the sons of the maidservants. Regarding that of the Gedal, says Lafuke from the teaching of Rab. Says Tzitz Bim Temi begin to say, "Am I dachkin lameim loyma?" Why are we pushing it to say lamanda matar? That according to one who says that it's tar, the koy b'chein adiyuko, that b'chein is going on the inference. Lashani the koy b'chein midrash, and why is it going on the spit and on their what they step on? V'achakam, and this is what the Bais is saying: b'chein above them, so too by slaves, that even though the ones that are purchased from non-Jews, which is more chomer in a way, tar roik and madras and b'shuk. We're going to say that their spit and what you step on is going to be tar kame b'nei shvachas, just like the maidservants' children. Hashem says the mishum ha. No, for that halacha itzchak lemiti b'chein. I wouldn't have to say b'chein. The b'shita, obviously, like lemiti, you're not going to make the mistake to roik and madras and tar that this that we're saying that when their spit is tar loikoy avodim, like not going and slip kame b'nei shvachas, like the sons of maidservants said, you needed b'chein to say that because the b'chein, if that would be the case, it might turn avodim klal. Why saying servants at all? Unless you're coming to say that their spit is tar in the street. You already told us that the halacha, the minors, they don't make yayin nesach lekaya abodim is not going on slaves. So why would you mention them? Obviously, only for this halacha. So this continue next taisa, which belongs to Namad Aleph, taisa the maschal achatishka teres abodim kachamim pihem. Okay, Shmuel says that no, you have to wait 12 months. Aymeri says now that davka ba'avodim aminan. It's specifically regarding slaves that we say achatishka until they forget about it. Davka b'shatara lat vilma moilam mitzayin mado. You have to immerse them and circumcise them with their own consent. Kad amar like the either gear to Shmuel or Ula ba'choylitz and Yevamis davamem chesam and aleph k'shem shi atemol ben ish ba'korcha. Just you can't circumcise any man against his will. Kech atemol ebed ba'korcha. So you cannot circumcise a slave against his will. Kamokam ave imis rabbeilam. But still, he has the intimidation of his master, and then by imis gavaliv shalom, it doesn't convert with a full heart. And therefore, we have to be concerned for 12 months. Avodah Zarah still on his lips. But regarding a regular non-Jew that circumcises and immerses on his own on understanding and willingness, he loses the Avodah Zarah from his mouth right away. Even Shmuel would agree that he's allowed to touch the wine right away. Next, okay, say that it's going on the sons of the maidservants. So it says, but then we can say, my Lord, look at Tirgama Arukin Madrasan. Why don't you say that it's going on the spit and what they step on Menokim Mobile Tavel Dafka, and therefore it's specifically circumcised and not immersed? Of a Mobile Tavel Loi, but if you circumcised and immersed, and then not. And it's not going anything regarding Yain Nesach. You're right, we just wanted to keep it the same as we said with Rav's, so we say the same thing regarding Shmuel. But you're right, we could have technically said is regarding the Reich and the Medrash. Next says, "Matzah begin the words Gemara. How come Ashmolam is coming to teach us about Dumin Bnei Shavachas that the slaves similar to the sons of the maidservants, which tells us near the Hachi Abba Matzah Lemeimer Hi Bechein Kishar Bechein the Alma, which is Ma Abadim Gedolim Osim Yain Nesach Abba Bnei Shavachas Gedolim Osim Yain Nesach." We could have said that. El Denichle Lashnoi Kavi Pirshu. Like I said in the previous days, we wanted to keep the same flow, the inverse of how we said for Rav was saying for Shmuel. Next says, "Matzah begin the words Gemara." Lafukim the Rav. We're coming to exclude from Rav the Amad that he said Tinig Ben Yaimai. It says a one day old child makes Yainas. Kamashmon that not. Now it says Harshachani. Now we see the Lahai Lishni. According to this version, the Amri Law Tahar that says that it's going to be Tahar. That Shmuel less laid the Rav. Shmuel does not hold like Rav. Damat Tinig Ben Yaimai v'chul the holds a one day old baby could make in Yainas. Because the Mekin, if that would be the case, last Yehamas Din Kabasei. Then the Mishnah wouldn't be like him. El Isla Shmuel, obviously Shmuel, it's a Tinbin Yami, and there's Yain Nesach. That does not make Yain Nesach, as we're saying, that's what is coming Lafuki from Rab. Umutra, Afreshtia, and therefore permitted even to drink. And so says, Vodim Mikitanim Shein Yed Matir Abba Zikachabim, so to any child that doesn't know about Abba Dizar so well. Oben Yami Labdavka, and when we're saying a day old, it's not precise. Now, the Vodim Gedolim, now adult slaves, Abba Bishamol Abba, even if they circumcise in the Mers, Tzrich Lamtun Yed Mitzchaydish, for them, you have to wait 12 months lashkeishem abayz kacham mepiyam until they forget totally the avodah zarah from their mouth. That's how Shmuel holds. Paska halach is gedolz like Rav, betinim binyamin. Bahag ruled not like Rav regarding a day old baby. Rabbi Nachman Amar paska Shmuel also ruled like Shmuel to be in the shikua that you have to forget about it. Kid mefarish Shmuel Levi because as Shmuel Levi on the end of Baman Alav, he explains lamilse his teaching, and therefore we see he rules like Shmuel. And actually, pamachas matzah rikasa b'tesefta halem dem lefnei Rabbeinu Tam. Or the Giras is actually is a B'teisefes, those who learned in front of Rabbeinu Tam, Shapasi Halacha Kishmol, that they rule Halacha Kishmol. He will be B'shuv Melevi Kabasei, since he holds like Shmol, and B'lochi B'shuv Melevi like Rabbi Yechonon, as the Gemara tells us, as to discuss in Megillah, and because we're going to Rabbi Shmol, Shein Halacha Kamaisu Rabbi Yechonon for sure. If we hold like him and not like Rabbi Yechonon for sure, not like Rabbi Shmol, who we rule like Rabbi Yechonon, not like them. And we can say the Tanoim Amiram, so too in the order of Tanoim Amiram in that sefer, because he was had the handwriting of a Rav Gadol, Rav Yosef, Toiv Olam. Paisik Halacha Gemaisai B'chamokim. He rules like Halacha B'shem Levi in all places. The Gam Rabbein Tamhebi Habirayis Al Zayos brought many proofs, but this but B'kulm Nitchu they were all rejected, or the Gersa is actually B'kulm Nira. They all seem to be correct. Be that as may, but Oid Pesuk Rabbein Tam, additional Rabbein Tam rules Kalishn like the version the Amma that says Rokim Medrasin B'shuk Tahar. That their spit and their what they step on in the marketplace is going to be pure. The bishul seif from halacha chamekel because when it comes to rabbinic law halacha, which is the tuma of Abba Nachri, is we go after the linear opinion. Well, if yois and we had this machlekes tuma yitar we go tar. If yois haloshin according to that version, polik shmuel ad rav, shmuel disagrees on rav like we mentioned before, but tini ben yemei regarding the day old baby, as our gemara establishes this idea. As we're saying that this is based on, we say Hanichal Manda Matame, Manda Matar Ma'ik Lameima, and we said that that's the teaching that comes. If you say Tar, then you come and Lafukim Midrav. Boy Pish Rashbam Beriban B'shem Rashi. They also explain a name of Rashi. Shekasim Chuvas Agoyim that's written in the response of the Agoyim. Kibizman Azeh. In today's times, Inis Hana, there is no prohibition of having benefit. B'magav B'kacham B'yayin when a non-Jew touches the wine. Why? Because the current non-Jews. In regil nasach labayz kachavim, they're not accustomed to pouring libations for the avodah zarah. But chashubin ki inyad matim avodah kachavim shabshah, they're considered like those who don't know about avodah zarah, and therefore have a katinik benyamim. They're like a child, like a one day old baby. But zeh on the same chim, and that's what we rely on. Lig vazein is avodah kachavim bechaviseinu that we collect for collections the non Jewish wines to have benefit from it. Now there was a sholchli real Rabbein Tam. It's regarding this Rabbi the recent Rabbein Tam that. Either hochaze or tochaze, come and see, diminach umavuch umachuch, that from you, from your father, from your brother, mishteri magabiz kachavim beyayin la'alma afil v'shtiyah, that only you permit when a non-Jew touches wine, even to drink. The achach Reb Shmuel, because your brother Reb Shmuel, pasik b'shem avich, rules in the name of your father, or the Gersa says afliya mecha, because Rabbeinu Tam was the grandson, and he was Rashi's daughter's son, Rabbeinu Shlema, Rashi, the Levi Kacham is Manaseh, that, the non-Jews in today's times, in the Chashubim, they're not considered like a Tenei Ben Yaimai, only like a day old baby. At the place between the Binyamai and you rule regarding the old baby, because Shmuel, like Shmuel, the Islay that he holds the Enoisi Yain Nezach, it doesn't make Yain Nezach less Abishtiya to make everybody even for drinking. Bainterm responded to him, Ki Atamud Shekosav, actually the student that wrote this, Nival Hoya Lifsak, he was very overwhelmed to rule. But Chasr Shalom, heaven was sexual, Allah Liboy, he never entertained such a thing. No, we always rule like Rav regarding prohibitory law, which is what we're discussing, the Gabbai Shmuel, in contrast to Shmuel, as the Gemara says in Mechares Damem Tes. And the truth is, even a day-old baby would make it Yain Nesach, make it a bit to drink. And you're right, non-Jews in today's times, they are like a day-old baby, like the way Rashi rules. So, it would be forbidden to have at least to drink it. And also, halacha is not like Shmuel, but Shmuel b'le Tavlu regarding when slaves circumcised but do not immerse to wait 12 months l'shtakeh that they should forget about the zar. Why the brayse mafka minei? The brayse is coming to exclude from him l'lishna dama tar according to the version that says that they're tar, which the kamel kavas say we actually rule like that. Given the kamel karav, but he doesn't because we do rule like rav, which again these are intertwined in this halacha of the child. So obviously the price, if it's saying like Rav, it's not like that. And Mechina, it reverses engineering what our Gemara says on here on the summit. Mechina, Yeminik Bnei Ashkenaz, that's actually the custom of those from the Jews in Germany, Shenoygin Avodim, Beyayin, that when the non-Jews, when the slaves touch the wine, Acha Shemola B'tavlu, after they circumcise and they immerse, Miyad, they could touch it right away, because we don't like Rishmol. Like Shmuel, but in Lachshas, Rabbi Shmuel Levi, and don't ask Rabbi Shmuel Levi. The Mashma the Koy Kavas say that oh, it sounds like he holds like Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Levi like Koyah the Rabbi Shmuel Lafarish to Rav. He wasn't going on Shmuel to explain his words. So you kosher when they have it. What do you mean? He was old man Shmuel. Veka Devarav shall Rabbi Shmuel Levi never be Yevamis. His primary teacher was asking Yevamis Perak Achol Damim Chesma Beis. Kavlekech Evim Abi Kechavim. When someone purchases a slave from a non-Jew, Megal Yom Ayubes Chedish, he has to try to be busy 12 months trying to convert him. But Talmud the Kavahacha, the Gemara just brings it over here. Lefarusha Milsa the Shmuel just explained the teaching of Shmuel, but it's not like Mishmuel Levi holds like Shmuel. Now, me, however, how you re Maksha, the re, however, had asked Avlafi Zeh Hapsak Shapazik Ben Shlema Kerav Betinim and Yaimai, that even according to this Pesach, the Rashi rules like Rav regarding a day old baby. But still, Mkein Heich Natir Mago Ebekachavim Bahano. How could you rule that it's permitted when the non-Jew touches, at least to have benefit? Because of the old baby, what does one have to do with the other? This we permit when the child touches the prohibition of having at least benefit. That's because the child doesn't have even intention to touch. It's a baby. If that's the case, but non-Jews in today's time, at least they intend to touch. It should be forbidden even to have benefit. Because obviously we hold that it's more severe when there's intention to touch. Even without intending to do libation, when there's no intention at all, like we previously explained on Amad Av, the Maschal Hachigasinan, regarding the topic of the Lulav, Lepirsha Ben Tam, according to what Ben Tam explains. So Rav Ben Tam Amos, Rav Ben Tam responded and he says, yes, the Vadim Teich Halacha is, for sure from the Halacha, is Lemetzinu Raya Pshuta, we don't find the clear-cut proof, Lahatir Magavik Chom Meyayin, to permit when the non-Jew touches the wine, V'afli Stamiyin Manona, not even in general their wine to benefit, Kim Lamach Lezavik Chom Atzma, you're right, only to sell to that Jew himself that touched it, Kedom Rav Ashla Kamal, like Rav Ashla says later on, Avnot Tesma Beis, Demishkol Demei Mahua Avik Chom Denaschei Shari, to take the value of the wine from the one that did the nisach, from that non-Jew is permitted. My time, what's the reason? Mikle Kaliyah, because he burnt it, he ruined it. Oyim Kren Oisei Avik Chom Levik Chovim, or that non-Jew sells it to a non-Jew, Kamashoy Moichel Tzaychatzma, like he would sell it to himself. Behed Rabbeinu Tam Al Rabbeinu Meir Aviv, and the truth is Rabbeinu Tam even testified regarding his father Rabbeinu Meir. Kipam Dizdam Le Yain Nesach. Once he encountered Yain Nesach, Vivsid Bidaim, he actively destroyed it, which, like again, yeah, not to be Mekel. Not to be king, but even so, the Ritz of Bintam lesser. Bintam did not want to say it's forbidden. Ultimately, the widespread custom was to be admitted. And leave the Jewish people to Yishayk Mal Yimazidin, like the Gemara tells us in Bayi Dav Lama, that let them do it in error and not deliberately. But to support the Minig, he did bring Tzatzarai a little bit of a proof. That we should compare when the general they touch, when you measure with a stick, that the Gemara tells us on Samach Mebeis, that Yemacher, you could sell it, because it was not intended for libation. And even if we're going to compare it to when you measure with your hand, it's permitted to coin to Rabbanon, that they say you could sell it. V'ad kan also Reb Nosson b'medod b'yad. Where do we find Reb Nosson saying forbidden when you measure with your hand? El Mishum degozim adid the yad, because he makes exera when you measure by hand. Otter shikshach the yad, when you might agitate by the hand. V'ikom mishachshach, and if you're going to agitate, also naskal lavetz kachom, you're going to come to a poor libation of avodah zarah. But zman is about in today's times. V'ikom mishachshach like a nisach. Even when you agitate, there's no nisach. No one does nisach. But Reb Nosson might do the Shabbat night, and even Reb Nosson would agree that's permitted to have benefit. Then it's a different thing to say, yeah, but Kivin the Gaza on Nisach, Havikachavim, but when I said it was a Gzeir Drabanan of Chazal on the libations of a non Jew, Havali Dabash Abinian. It's something that was done with a counting of the High Court, that's Sakhmin Yachla Tirai. We need another counting of an equal court to permit it, which we don't have. Yeshaman says, it says, the Gaza, the dynamic that they create element of Naskim, only those that are poor libations. Given the Hashtalam, Naskim of Havikachavim, since currently they don't do that anymore, Yeshlitlis Leheter, you could suspend to say it's permitted. Braila Dabba, and the proof of this is, Medamin Perg base. He sent him a carbon to Bar Sheshach on the day of their holiday. Ami says, Kimli Begabe, I know him, Dole Polach Abed Zikram. He does not worship Abed Zar. So there's no problem. Even though doing business with them on their holiday. It's something that was done with Chazal. And you don't need another counting to permit it. To those who don't go and worship. There was never a gezer on those type of people. And the same thing over here. Me and Krasher, wherever it's difficult, is Tam Yena. In general, the wine of a non-Jew, Heich not the banah, how could you permit for benefit? Kimin Shigazos Tam Yena, Mishum B'nai Zeyim. The primary decree, we spoke about this in Lavlam and Vama Beis, was actually the wine because of intermarriage, assimilation. And that's why we said in general, you cannot have that wine. Well, Gamata Shach said Tam, but that applies even today's times too. Yeshem says, the Maid Gozos Tam Yena, less banah. This that they said, but in general, their wine is forbidden to have benefit, which we're discussing, not too much drinking. More than there's no isano on the bread and then their oil, even though they're all because of intermarriage. That's because it is common also that they're going to pour the libation of Avodah Zarah. But now that there's nullification of libation, no one knows anymore how to do worship Avodah Zarah. So it's enough to be like the bread and the oil, or like bishul akum. Less of a shtiyah to make a benefit to drinking, but not, and therefore there's no iser of hana. But for machon to be a brach, but it's a taisa, whoever's stringent, to make it even the benos banah, the blessing comes on him.